This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is the first wartime president for the culture war. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. A guy posted something similar to that, and I thought to myself, it's very, very true. We are fighting a culture war, and we finally have a president who's willing to fight that war. Now, I'm sure there are historians who will go back and say, oh, Kevin, there was a time when so-and-so fought a culture war. For example, Theodore Roosevelt, he fought against the unions and all that. But nothing like what we're facing today, where there's been a system of indoctrination in place that has pit Americans against each other in ways that make the Civil War look like, you know, kids playing on a playground. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Do you agree with me that Donald Trump is the first president who is presiding over a true culture war within the American economy? He says, during wartime, things like dignity and collegiality simply aren't the most essential qualities one looks for in their warriors. Ulysses Grant was a drunk whose behavior in peacetime, well, they had seen him drummed out of the army for conduct unbecoming. And Abraham Lincoln applied the peacetime rules of propriety and booted Grant. The Democrats may still be holding slaves today. Lincoln rightly recognized that, quote, I cannot spare this man. He fights. I love that quote. And let me tell you why. Because I told this story before. I met with a group, and they wanted to fund me. And they go, you know, have a family foundation, millions and millions of dollars. And they said to me, Kevin, we don't fight. We don't fight. You know, we don't want our family name associated with things that are part of a fight. And I just remember sitting across from him just thinking, and how are you going to win? She actually said to me, we've partnered with the unions in this one part. And I was like, okay, I would probably partner with the unions in something that they believe in where we have some common ground. But I bet it's less than 2%. You're looking for the common ground. I'm telling you, I want to fight the 98%. We don't fight. I found it strange. General George Patton was a vulgar talking guy. And in peacetime, it may have seen him stripped of his rank. But had Franklin Roosevelt applied the normal rules of decorum, then Hitler and socialists would barely be five decades into their thousand-year Reich. Trump fights. And what's particularly, I'll get it out, delicious, this guy writes, like Patton standing over the battlefield as the tanks obliterated Rommel, he's shouting, you magnificent whatever, I read your book. He says, this is just icing on the cake. But it's wonderful to see that not only is Trump fighting, he's defeating the left using their tactics. That book is Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals, a book so essential to leftists in their war against America that it was a playbook for the entire administration and the subject of Hillary Clinton's senior thesis. It is a book of such pure evil, he writes, that just as the rest of the world would dedicate our book to those we most love or to those whom we most are indebted, Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. Trump's tweets may seem rash and unconsidered, but in reality, he's doing exactly what Alinsky suggests his followers do. First, instead of going after the fake media, and they are so fake that they have literally gotten every single significant story of the past 60 years, not just wrong, but diametrically opposed to the truth, from the Tet Offensive to Benghazi to what really happened on the streets of Ferguson, Trump isolated CNN. He made it personal. I'll be honest with you. I hadn't thought about it in terms of Alinsky, where Trump attacked the entirety of the media, but he went after CNN more than anybody. He targeted somebody, and that those are Alinsky's rules for radicals. He says, then, just as Alinsky suggests, he employs ridicule, which Alinsky described as the most powerful weapon of all. Most importantly, Trump tweets it put CNN in an untenable and unwinnable position. They need to respond. This leaves them with only two choices. They can go high, as Hillary would disingenuously declare of herself and fake news would disingenuously report as truth, and begin to honestly and accurately report news, or they can double down on their usual tactics and hope to defeat Trump with twice their usual hysteria and demagoguery. The problem for CNN and all the other media with the former is if they were to start honestly reporting the news, that would be the end of the Democratic Party they serve. It's nothing but incessant use of fake news, propaganda, that keeps the left alive. Imagine, for example, if CNN had honestly and accurately reported that then-candidate Barack Obama had close ties to foreign terrorist Rashid Khalidi, domestic terrorists William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, the mafia Tony Resco, or the true evils of his spiritual mentor, Jeremiah Wright's church. Imagine if they had honestly and accurately conveyed the evils of Obama's administration weaponizing of the IRS to be used against political opponents, or running guns to Mexican cartels, or the truth about the murder of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and the Obama administration cover-up. So to my friends on the left, and the never-Trumpers as well, do I wish we lived in a time when our president could be collegial and dignified and proper? Sure. These aren't those times. This is war. And it's a war that the left has been fighting without opposition for the past 50 years. So say anything you want about the president. I get it. He can be vulgar. He can be crude. He can be undignified at times. I don't care. I can't spare this man. He fights for America. I couldn't write that better myself. I couldn't explain it better. When I saw the article, I just saw the title. I hadn't even read the article. I went, so true. So true. And there was something inside of me that went, yeah, I'm willing to overlook. When Trump goes, I could kill people. I remember when he said I could kill people in the middle of Times Square. And I was a person who was staying neutral. And I said, man, that's a really kind of a cocky thing to say. But Trump knew, even then, he knew. Once you come over and you understand what we're doing here, there's no going back. You'll get it. You'll want me. It's like Lieutenant Colonel, whatever his name is. He's saying, you want me on that line. You need me on that line. Now, this is the time you got to have somebody who's willing to get in the face of the left and say, I'm not running. I'm not dodging. I'm not ducking. I'll be here for the fight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've got some big topics to discuss today, like Joe Biden and his various faux pas, and the other Democrats who are struggling in the Democratic Party in general. And we've already discussed impeachment and the nonsense of that. The number of tries that the Democrats are trying to thwart Donald Trump, and unfortunately for them, good for America, they've been unsuccessful. But before I get to that, I want to talk about another subject that's just as important in a strange kind of way, because we shouldn't be talking about it. See, let me explain. We shouldn't be talking about open borders. We are a nation of laws. We protect our borders. We shouldn't be talking about free stuff, you know, which is what the Democrats want to give the people. We all know that everybody should be paying a tax, a fair tax, something that lets them have a piece of America, to feel like they've got a stake in this. We shouldn't be talking about starting a trade war when we're losing $800 billion a year to trade. These are common sense issues. We shouldn't be talking about Trump is dividing the nation when the nation was divided under Barack Obama. You couldn't become more divided. Insanity. We shouldn't be talking about voter ID laws. Everybody should be a citizen who votes, and we should be able to verify that. Simple stuff. Common sense. But we get into it. We have a Second Amendment that is infringed upon like crazy, and it says you should not be infringed upon in your Second Amendment. We have First Amendment rights where half of you won't even admit you want to vote for Trump. Common sense. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. That's all I bring. I don't bring any, I mean, it's become a special quality, but I don't think of it as anything. It's freaking common sense. So we've got another common sense issue that people just can't quite understand. So I'm going to help you with it. See, I run a social media site called TeaPartyCommunity.org. Don't bother to write it down because none of you are going anyway. It wouldn't matter if I told you that Facebook was run by Lucifer himself. You'd still use it because that's how conservatives are. You get used to something, and even though you know it's killing you, it's crushing you, you use it. Twitter. I don't have an alternative to Twitter, but I do have one to Facebook. Google. Twitter, Facebook, Google, Instagram. They own it all. It is the equivalent of the industrial age where J. Paul Getty and Carnegie. And all these guys, the U.S., who owns the steel company anyway, the Rockefellers, all these guys were carving up the planet, carving up America, ergo the planet. And we are in the midst of that, and we've got a few of these social media industrialists who are deciding what's good for us and what's not good for us. The Bloombergs, if you will, of the world. Used to be done through finance. Now it's done through data. Data is the new oil. It is the spindle top, the gusher that started a revolution. Data, your habits, the things that you want to do. So let me explain you and your data in your life. When you sign up for social media, you post your info. You stake out a little piece of territory, okay? And you say, this is my territory. This is my little patch of the internet. And you can rent it, you can own it, you can think of it any way you want. Things that are interesting to you are what you post. Like things that catch your eye. Funny memes, funny videos, funny stories, tragic stories, you name it. Controversial stuff to some, not so controversial to others. Things you agree with, things you disagree with. Social media is a glimpse inside of your head in real time. And as you scan things that are sent to you or the world around you, you assimilate the data. And then you spit things out. You go, oh, this is funny. And you post that meme on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. And you say, here's a glimpse of that moment in my life when something tickled me or it horrified me or it saddened me or it made me happy or whatever it is. And you express that in a variety of ways, emoticons and all kinds of things. And quite frankly, if people follow your Facebook or whatever, your lifeline, if you will, they probably would learn a lot more about you. It's supposed to be your little piece of internet real estate. Let's call it interstate or inner real estate. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. But because somebody like Facebook said, hey, I'm going to essentially buy up all the land and you rent a little piece of it from me, you're just renting the world in their space. They don't look at it as you own it. So what? You have facebook.com/insert my name here. And nobody, it's unique to you. So what? You're still renting it. Forget that people are not forced to look at your info, to look at your space. They come voluntarily. And even if they didn't, if their sensibilities were tested by one of your posts, one of the insides of your brain, they could easily leave. But they don't do it. Instead, some of them stay around. And they decide to become censors, Nazis, Gestapos. And because they now disagree with you on this one thing, they must turn everybody against you. Who knew that your love of, insert whatever you love here, could ruin relationships you established in junior high, in high school, in college, with a couple of old friends. Maybe you met at a mixer. Then you found out, holy cow, we've got accounting 201 together. And then after that, you said, hey, there's going to be a party over in so-and-so. You want to hang out? And you hang out there and you find out you like the same music. And then, you know, you go ahead, you move on with life. You experience a couple of marriages. You know, you get married and divorced. This person gets divorced, married, whatever. The death of a mutual friend brings you back together. The birth of three children between you. You exchange different pleasantries and what have you. And then you had to go and show that picture of the pheasant hunt. How dare you? It's really funny. How much do you know about all the people that you've met? You met them under circumstances. You met them, maybe you were traveling, and you guys struck a chord because you were both, you know, hikers. And you hiked together for half a day, and you kept in touch. And then suddenly, one thing does it. But here's what's funny about it. We're talking about censorship and Facebook and all these guys going, we have to determine what you get to see now. Because you could be offensive to people. Censoring you, censoring your thoughts, your emotions, and whatever. That is so ridiculous to me. How are we having this discussion? Facebook, we can't let this out. If it's my world and my group of people, and we share experiences and we decide this is what we want to do, who are you to tell us that we can't let it out? We need to be looking at the Sherman antitrust legislation, because who should be able to tell you what you can post and what you can think? Nobody should be able to do that. And that's what these Gestapos of the Internet, the Bloombergs of the Internet do.
Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It appears the U.S. is taking North Korea's threat of a Christmas gift seriously. A South Korean news agency is reporting the U.S. flew four spy planes over the Korean Peninsula. North Korean officials have promised a Christmas gift if the Americans did not remove sanctions against their country by the end of this year. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, one thing we have to also keep in mind is...
I don't know if the North Koreans will actually deliver a Christmas gift at Christmas.
They're very good at misdirection, so they could have us looking in one direction, which is a missile launch, and do something entirely different.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending their Christmas holiday at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida. The President and First Lady also sent a message via Twitter where Melania Trump posted a video and then the President retweeted it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lisa Page is in the news. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. She is the FBI attorney who was in a love tryst with Peter Strzok. And as we played the other segment earlier in the broadcast, it was Peter Strzok's wife who outed the dynamic duo of the FBI who wanted to bring down the president. And she's offended. She says she felt like she got gut punched. Because President Trump would dare make a mockery of her. Here's a fun fact about the victim, Lisa Page. Lisa and her co-conspirators wanted to take out General Flynn. So they created a fake story that he was having an affair. And they made him an easy target for blackmail. And as we know now, it was Strzok and Page who were having the affair. See, this goes to prove what I told you many times about leftists. Anybody? 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 I love it when my producers know what to say. See, they whispered in my ear, we got you, Kev. You tell us that Democrats, leftists, tell you what they're doing by what they accuse you of doing. That's what they do. So that was the irony there. She's now claiming that her texts with her lover, Peter Strzok, were nonpartisan, completely appropriate. Here were some of the texts. God, Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Here was another one. Trump is never going to be president, right? No, we'll stop it. They did this all while illegally spying on the President of the United States. And leading up to that, they didn't want... This is stuff before he was president. He can't become president, can he? We got to stop it at all costs. Oh my God, he's president. Now what do? We got to implement the insurance policy. But they weren't partisan. See, she's a victim now. This is all Donald Trump's fault. I want to be clear. She's got no part in this. Greg Jarrett spoke on Lisa Page. He's a Fox News guy. I think he's a legal correspondent. And he says she's not a victim except insofar as she victimized herself by her own actions. Page does, however, fit a pattern of what psychologists call disengagement. It's funny. We have a word for everything that happens in the psyche of a person. Disengagement. Disengagement is a fancy term for she's disillusioned and she's a liar. Dare I say she's a lying skank? Fox can't fire me, and if any other radio shows want to, well, go for it. He says it's what guilty people often do. They convince themselves that they are victims, not villains, by redefining aberrant behavior. I will stop there for a second and ask you what... Can I give you a better definition of leftism? We call it moral relativism, but let's make it simple. Redefining your aberrant behavior, redefining your bad thing. If you are a smoker, then you have to make other people who don't smoke feel uncomfortable. You get what I'm saying? If you're a leftist and you're a smoker, and you're like, oh, man, you don't smoke. What's wrong with you? Why everybody smoke? Yeah, I love smoke. If you don't smoke and somebody else does, then you got to make them feel bad. And here's the problem with that. There's no way to win. There's no way to win. It just depends on what side of the argument you land on. So they convince themselves that they are the victims, not the villains, redefining aberrant behavior. They attempt to persuade others that their conduct was innocuous or moral, meaning it was small. It was no big deal. In fact, it was moral what we did. What we did to stop the president was our constitutional responsibility. It was for the good of the republic. It was for all the right reasons. And so what? We were screwing around, and we have no basis to put this on because Trump wasn't a bad guy leading into this. It's just he's not our guy. We didn't choose him. It's her turn. That's it. What set this in motion isn't that Donald Trump was this terrible person. Nobody said that leading into this thing. He's a billionaire who made a bunch of money. Some don't like him, some do. But you know what? We know what he did. Donald Trump had the nerve. The nerve to challenge the person who everybody said was going to be the next president. That's it. Wheels in motion. Go back, ask any of these people, what is your problem with Trump? 5 years before he wanted to be president, they couldn't have come up with, if they had said Donald Trump's considering running, he may run as a Democrat, different opinion for sure, but they probably would have said, well, he's going to have to get in line. I mean, we have a lot of people that are better than Donald Trump, but they wouldn't have torpedoed him. They would have just said he had to wait. If they said a Republican, they would have laughed. He's not even really a Republican. And they would have scoffed just like they did. Whenever we need to play the video where everybody's like, Donald Trump, please run, please do. I dare you. That was a John Oliver. I dare you. Anyway, he goes on to say they minimize and rationalize reprehensible acts while distorting the truth. In the process, they cleverly shift the fault to others. Clinical trial lawyers have a phrase for it: blame the victim. I wrote in my second book about a guy, one of my friends, his name is Paul McKinley. Paul was telling me a story about his celly when he was in prison. And Paul was a stick-up man, but his celly was a rapist. And he said, man, my celly was a rapist, Kev. And he said he was the worst kind of rapist because he would make his victim believe that she was the reason that he raped her. She actually said it was her fault. I said, no, that's not the worst kind of person. The worst kind of person is a person who makes the victim believe that the rapist himself isn't even the person who committed the crime, that somebody else did it. Like, it was at the urging of that guy for me to rape you. It's his fault. And she buys it. She goes, oh, I'm not going to blame the actual rapist. I'm going to blame the guy that made the comment about, look how fine that girl looks. Somebody needs to rape her. That's the real rapist. Now, some could argue, well, Kevin, he planted a seed. I'm just using that as an example. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to act. You don't have to act on that. But it is a really interesting thing when you can make somebody believe that you had nothing to do with it. And I use this all the time in discussing Democrats and slavery. Democrats have actually, they are the ones who committed the crime of slavery. The crime against humanity, and they have made the people who are the victims of the crime blame somebody completely different. That is the worst kind of criminal, not the guy who did it. Anyway, says Page recently performed this feat of mental gymnastics in a fawning interview with the Daily Beast. I read this article. And because Jim Jordan or somebody recommended I read it in a tweet. And I sent whoever it was. I think it was Representative Jordan, Congressman Jordan. And I said, it was the worst waste of my time. It was the biggest drivel I've heard in ages. He goes on to say, in her distorted view of the world, President Trump is the villain who has victimized poor Lisa. And the reality is just the opposite. The ex-FBI lawyer carried on an extramarital affair with Peter Strzok, the fired head of counterintelligence at the FBI. Both individuals played critical roles, pivotal roles, in clearing Hillary Clinton of criminal charges for mishandling documents, classified documents, on her personal and unsecured email server. The Page-Strzok duo was the antithesis of fair and impartial. Their text messages uncovered by Inspector General at the DOJ were replete with adoring compliments of the very woman they were supposed to be investigating. But no, that had nothing to do, right, with Hillary Clinton getting exonerated with Comey. He goes on to say, they lauded Clinton's nomination and stated, God, she's an incredibly impressive woman. She just has to win now. I want to stop there for just a second. They're investigating her for malfeasance, things that people have gone to prison for tremendously less. And while they're in this investigation, they are lauding Clinton as the next president. They are doing everything they can to destroy her opponent, and they want you to believe that they did this with no bias. No bias. Now, look, I'm a pretty impartial guy in many respects. And I honestly believe that I would search for truth, pure and simple. Right now, I'm pro-Trump. I'm no zealot. And I'm anti-Hillary. But if she were being railroaded, I would want to see that she was treated fairly. That's the kind of people we think that we hire in the FBI and these organizations. It's not the case. Once the die has been cast that Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, that was the end. And how dare Donald Trump try to upset the apple cart? More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jacks here. Lisa Page in the news. She's come out of her rat hole in order to defend herself, she says. And Greg Jarrett of Fox News is essentially picking her apart, saying she wants to claim she's unbiased. They lauded Clinton's nomination and stated, God, she's an incredibly impressive woman. She just has to win now. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's an embarrassment how this FBI has behaved over the past decade under Barack Obama mostly. and how it continues to this day. The swamp is still not clear. Jared continues, 4 months before the FBI would interview Clinton, Page predicted that she would become president. Of course, that would have been impossible if the FBI had recommended a criminal indictment. In another text, Page warned her paramour that any aggressive tactics in their investigation would backfire on the Bureau once they absolved Clinton and she became president. The fix was in. So what happened was, they knew that Clinton was guilty. They fixed it. They made sure that she was not going to be declared guilty under any circumstances. Comey, of course, came out and gave us that tortured whole thing about there was no intent, which a third grader would understand was a lie. And the rest is history. But then they had to start covering it up, because she didn't win. He goes on, he says, this was reinforced by a text that Stroke sent Page March 3rd of 2016 when he wrote, God, Hillary should win 100 million to 1. Pause for a moment to consider what this message meant. Two key FBI officials were prophesizing a Clinton presidency that could happen only if they first ensured that she would escape criminal charges. The process was corrupted. Now, I'm looking at this from a pragmatic point of view. I would reopen this investigation and say I have two people that were in charge of an investigation of Hillary Clinton who have pretty much said she's got to win and she gets off on evidence that anybody using common sense would go, she's guilty. And we find ourselves where we are right now. Says, once Clinton was absolved, Strzok and Page turned their attention to the political opponent, who was the only remaining obstacle to her path to the White House. You have to tell you who that is? The FBI launched an investigation on the unfounded accusation that Trump was colluding with Russia. Now look, I don't want to replay things that we've talked about a bazillion times. Okay, a gazillion, because more than that. I don't need to replay it. You know what happened there. They ginned up a fake investigation around Russia, thought it was going to bring Trump down, and it didn't. But all the pieces are what is so amazing. He says a week later, the two lovers exchanged a message that crystallized their intent to bring down Trump, who they referred to as a menace. Page said this, and maybe you weren't meant to stay where you are because you're meant to protect the country from that menace. Strzok, thanks. And of course, I'll try and approach it that way. I just know it will be tough at times. I can protect our country at many, many levels. Not sure if that helps. 2 days later, Page became distressed at Trump's rising status in the polls and precipitated in another text about the possibility that their favorite candidate, Clinton, might lose her bid to become president. Page, he's not ever going to become president, right? Strzok, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it. Look, I don't mean to go all Perry Mason on you. Case closed. Case closed. Everything else that happened after that is just a function of what they were trying to do. This is one of these things where I come back and I say, guys, okay, so you want open borders, right? Open up your house. You want more taxes, right? Donate all your money. You say we're not in a trade war, but we're losing $800 billion a year. You say you want criminals off the street, yet you release illegals. You say you care about black folks, yet you release illegals and put them in the black neighborhoods and Latino neighborhoods. You say you care about the education of the blacks, yet they, I mean, I could go on with everything that they tell you and then nothing that penetrates them. These are people living in gentrified or gated neighborhoods, working middle-class jobs, or living on mommy and daddy trust funds or whatever. They're so detached from the real world. They don't have to live it. If the leftists had to live their policies, they would quit immediately. They wouldn't last a week in living their own policies. Game, set, match. Common sense. You don't have to apply anything. You don't have to go to any books, use any reference materials. You can just say, hey, look, so while we're on the subject, let's just apply some common sense. You're a bunch of crooks. You're a bunch of scoundrels. When confronted, he continues, with dozens of other messages extolling Clinton and disparaging Trump, Strzok had the temerity to tell Congress, I do not have bias. He insisted, those text messages are not indicative of bias. No one could read through the multitude of incendiary Strzok page messages without recognizing their strident political agenda and personal bias against the very man they were investigating. In those texts, we see the mindset that led to the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Without any factual bias, without anything more than a perverted kind of wishful thinking, two people who should have known better believed that a vast international criminal conspiracy could lead to President Trump's election. Now, I want to stop there for just a second and tell you that Barack Obama, at this point, is telling us there's no Russian collusion in this election. He was telling you the truth. No more than usual. No more than the normal stuff that the governments do to create, you know, strife in other governments. But he says, Garrett goes on, he says, consider the cryptic text of August 15, 2016 message to Page just weeks after Strzok signed papers formally launching the probe. Strzok, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Page later confirmed that the insurance policy was the FBI's then-secret collusion investigation of Trump. Under their plan, it would be quietly investigated by the Bureau, but held in abeyance unless and until the unlikely event occurred, the election of Trump. If he defied all expectations and prevailed on election day, the investigation would then be kicked into overdrive. The spurious allegations that Trump was a Russian asset would be pursued with vigor. This is known. This is not conjecture. She said it to people under examination. I'm going to say under oath, because it was during the whole transition to Barr, where she was singing like a canary, as the mafiosos would say. He says, in their minds, Trump was a threat only if he became president. The chimera of collusion might then be used against him to undo his presidency and drive him from office. It was the FBI's version of an insurance policy against the risk of Trump. When indeed it happened, Strzok wrote that this investigation of the new president could be used to impeach him. Numerous other texts between Page and Strzok showed a stunning hostility towards the man they were investigating. They called him awful, loathsome, a disaster, an effing idiot, an enormous douche, and other disparaging names that were laced with incandescent profanity. Republican supporters were smugly branded as retarded, the crazies, ignorant hillbillies who smell. Their toxic rants underscored an abiding enmity towards Trump that poisoned any chance that the FBI's investigation would be neutral, objective, and fair. Barr, the AG, later stated it's hard to read some of the texts and not feel that there was gross bias at work, and they're appalling. This is a sham. The fact that we are going beyond common sense. We don't have to go beyond common sense to know that this whole thing has been a sham. And the people who have been supporting it should be run out of office, because they are not worthy of holding public office.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.